All right, we made it.
Nice job. And sorry about the, you know, mess.
No worries. This isn't even close to the largest amount of ejaculate I've dealt with in one day.
Oh, really? Once this mission's over, maybe we can change that. The control room is right up ahead. Past that, there's dozens of guards before the central vault. Time to go to work!
What are those things?
Oh, these? These are custom-made infiltration tools that I can use to pick locks, disarm laser traps, cut through glass, or even just unscrew the ventilation covers to your quarters so I can sneak into your room at night and fap while watching you sleep. Oh, I just said that last part out loud, didn't I?
Seeing as I was coated from head to toe in your spoof today, I think we're past the awkward phase of our relationship.
Well, still. Sorry. It'll take me approximately 11 seconds to scale this wall, 4 to enter the window, 8 to make it to the control room. Then, between 15 and 30 to rub one out, depending on how hot the guards are, 5 to neutralize them, and about 20 more to shut down the whole system. Captain, you see those chains over there?
Why, you into that kind of thing?
Oh, what did I just say? Don't tease me! You are teasing me, right?
Sorry, but I couldn't help myself.
Look, see this gate here? It's ancient technology. We need to destroy those counterweights to get it open.
Sure thing. While I prime the charges, you mind if I ask you something concerning all the tech you use? It's just really strange for a Nykith.
We're not all the same, Captain. I thought you said you were familiar with my species.
Yeah, but I've never met one like you.
Oh, really? Well, what was so different about the others?
For starters, they were mostly prostitutes.
Really?
Okay, they were all prostitutes, but that's not what I'm getting at. You see, all those other girls were really naive about technology. Like one time, I saw a Nykith almost bite a bloke's hand off because he was watching a fishing show using a holoprojector on his wrist.
We're still primarily a hunter-gatherer society. Using technology isn't forbidden, but it's looked down upon. I mean, when all you do is hunt, eat, swim, fight, and fuck all day every day, would you give everything up to be exploited by the Imperium?
Sounds like living the fucking dream to me.
Oh yeah, it's great. Until you die from a freak nasal infection that a single pill from a real hospital could have cured. There's a reason why more of us are choosing to leave now than ever, Captain. Now, let's get this gate open.
Those look like some tough Darrows guarding the entrance.
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about what comes after them. I smell something ahead, Captain. It's familiar, but I can't quite place it. Whatever it is, it's powerful. And it's in heat.
Should we be worried?
Well, we're about to enter the most sacred chamber of a Sinu temple that's been repurposed to make weapons of mass destruction out of sex toys. There's possibly some unknown, super horny mystery monster on the other side of that door. So, yeah, we should be worried.
Well, I say we off these cunts and figure it out later.
Agreed. Let the cut-offing begin. There it is. The Mark 17 Pussy Pummeler. It was forged deep in the Chut Black Market by the owners of Studio 69. They attempted to harness the power of planet-cracking explosives and fuse that energy with Micro Ultima Bass Woofer Tech. You see, they wanted to pimp out their club with a sound system capable of whooping everyone on the dance floor into synchronized orgasmic bliss. This was the only working prototype they ever finished. It was tested exactly one time. The orgasm it caused put the user into a cum-induced coma for 2 weeks. It was an insurance liability to the owners, so they buried the tech.
Then you found it?
Yes, I did.
And used it?
The Imperium captured me before I ever got the chance. I managed to escape, but I couldn't keep it out of their prude, lame hands. Today is about the righting of a wrong. Today, Captain, is about destiny! Hello, old friend. Welcome back. This has been in someone's ass.
Is that surprising?
I mean, recently. As in, there's fresh butt jelly all over this thing. Aww.
What was that?
Something's here. The scents match. I recognize this aroma. I've only encountered it once before, but it's unmistakable.
Whoever's hiding, you better get your recently stretched fudge cutter out here immediately, or I'm gonna rip you a new one in your fucking forehead.
Captain, it's a Sinu.
What did you say?
My disciples, look upon me. I am Lord Azorian, proud brother to the Coven of Nine. I welcome you with compassion and without judgment. Be that as it may, these chambers are sacred. They have not been traversed by any other than Sinu for centuries. You should not be here. I beckon you to leave at once and all will be forgiven.
Dude, did you put this thing up your ass?
What? No! How dare you insinuate such? I...
You? It all makes sense now. You fucking assholes!
Now, let's not start pointing fingers here.
You actually have the balls to tell everyone else in the galaxy to be pure and obey the Veil while you're busy fapping your stupid Sinu brains out?
No, I swear, this was the first time. I was just trying to,
All this time, you were stealing the best toys and keeping them to yourselves, weren't you?
Well, should we say in yourselves, you fucking pervert?
Yeah, you fucking perv!
What? You're trying to slut-shame me? You're both drenched in semen!
Oh, don't you try and turn this on us. At least we're not ashamed of it.
Yeah, and we're not committing genocide over it either.
Truth! Confess, bitch!
All right! Oh, you got me.
I knew it!
It's all true. Every accusation you've made. The Imperium. Well, the Coven of Nine, really. We use the Veil to control the people of Prodigium. So much of your happiness is derived from physical indulgence. Populations are much easier to manipulate when they feel frustrated, alone, and afraid.
You flaming mongrel! What gives you the right?
Such a rudimentary question. One would never dare to ask if you knew the true extent of the Sinew's power! Let me demonstrate it for you!
The one the Imperium reverse-engineered from the Mark 17!
We don't just control you, Cretans. We control the entire Senate! The Imperium is nothing but a tool for the Coven of Nine to construct the future we require. The Sinew are the true masters of Pedigium! It was you. You're the fuckers responsible for shutting down New Vegas. You ruined my life! You screwed my entire species!
Yes, we did. That place was a breeding ground of dissent, and it needed to be destroyed. But do you know why I'm telling you all of this? It's because I, too, must follow the Sinew laws of purity. Sexual congress is strictly forbidden under the veil. And I suffer the desires of the flesh as you do. Though I must be denied that pleasure, I have found another form that suits me perfectly! You see, now that you fully understand all of the agonizing torment and misery I've caused you, it will be absolutely thrilling to bring your miserable lives to their conclusion. And most importantly, you will die knowing you have avenged
nothing!
That was a trip and a half.
Taryn, are you okay?
I think so. But I'm throbbing in all sorts of places I didn't even know could do that. What's happening?
I don't know, but I have a feeling this is going to be one shitter of a day if we don't get the fuck out of here.
Captain, we just saw the explosion. What happened down there?
Demi, we got one hell of a story for everyone.
Captain, I know that the future of Prodigium might very well rest on us passing on the information we just received, but could it maybe kind of wait, like, 15 minutes?
What could possibly...
You know.
Yes. Yes, it can.
Dora, I feel a sudden disorder within myself. A sharp, twisting spasm of shock in the shallows of my perception. Does it reverberate within you as well?
I felt it within my core, as you did.
Something is amiss.
Empress Celestina, the executor of the Vale has sent word. It is urgent.
Erak? I see. Perhaps he has an answer.
Will you speak with him?
Yes, of course.
Empress Celestina? Lady Cassadora?
Please tell me you bring good tidings. That this feeling we shared was no premonition.
Believe me, I wish that were the case. Something has happened for the first time in the history of the Imperium. Lord Azorian is dead.
No, it cannot be.
My premonition. I saw this come to pass. Dark thoughts stirred in my mind. Fractured essence rupturing from synapse. I know it to be true now. One of the Coven of Nine is lost.
How did this happen?
Hesitate not, Senator. It must be said.
He died at the Temple of Defilement.
The Temple of Defilement?
Senator Urok, there must be some kind of mistake.
There's no mistake. We tracked his beacon, and the wreckage of his shuttle was discovered there.
Brother Azorian always did struggle with his lechery of the loins. But I don't understand. What caused him to perish?
I'm not sure if I can really...
Urok, please! He was one of the Coven!
He was there to inspect a weapons manufacturing program. But he arrived earlier than scheduled. The facility wasn't safe. There was an accident of some kind, and the entire place was destroyed.
Senator!
Weapons? In the Temple of Defilement? I did not permit this! Why was I not informed of this? I don't understand!
I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Tell Admiral Miyamoto to prepare our fleet. I must go there, now!
Absolutely not.
What did you say to me?
Celestina, your place is here. Azorian's spirit has left this plane, and he is one with the Veil now. We can't risk losing another of the Coven of Nine.
Sorry, Cass. I know this isn't exactly the time, but it looks like we're gonna need to reduce the count on that name again.
It's far too dangerous. You should see to your Sinew brothers and sisters instead. They are scattered across Prodigium, and you must prepare them for the pain of what has just occurred.
She's right, my Empress. And don't worry. Cassadora and I will start a full investigation. Let us handle this.
You're certain that you will find the truth, Urok? Just swear it, and I will feel protected. I need you now more than ever.
I swear, Celestina. You know I'll always take care of you.
Wait. What is going on here?
Then, yes. I will contact the rest of the Sinew and tell them that Azorian is gone.
In the meantime, I will speak to the Senator regarding this matter. Urok! What were you thinking telling her? You should have come to me first.
As Executor of the Veil, I am required to immediately report the death of any member of the Coven directly to the Empress herself. I'm already committing high treason running the weapons program! I'm not going to start hiding Sinew corpses for the hell of it. There's no way to cover this kind of thing up!
How could I have been so foolish to trust you? And why are you speaking to Celestina in such an alluring manner?
You are having problems trusting me? Okay, first off, I am a charming motherfucker. That's what I do. If Celestina's upset, I'm gonna handle it the best way I know how. And as far as Azorian goes, it's his fucking fault he's dead. He tested Project Tremor Fury on his own asshole. And how'd he find it in the first place? Are you sure you didn't say anything?
I may have divulged some very minor details, but not enough for him to piece it all together. I am struggling to understand how he could have possibly figured it out.
It doesn't matter. We got a dead Sinew on our hands that kicked the bucket in a freak fuck dungeon accident.
Celestina is no fool. She can only be distracted for so long. This little errand will not buy us much time. And the Senate? Questions will be asked. And very soon.
Then I suggest you prepare your lies efficiently, my lady.
Rest assured, Senator. I will. Welcome to my lab, Taran.
I know you've just been through the ringer, but can you try to illustrate what you experienced down there?
Yeah, I'm kind of freaking out about it. Okay, I'm really freaking out about it. It's bad.
Don't worry, girl. We think the same thing happened to me, and I'm doing just fine. Well, except for all those super scary nightmares about giant demon girls fucking entire planets in half with their massive flame-spewing spiked dongs.
That's reassuring?
I need you to retrace your steps before the transformation. Tell me exactly what happened in the moments before.
Well, we were flying through the temple in the Phoenix. The captain smelled really good, so I fapped a lot. Like, a lot.
A lot. A lot.
I see. Continue.
Then we worked our way down until we broke into the sacred chamber of the temple, and we fought Asinu after he told us they use mind control combined with the veil to manipulate the future of the entire galaxy.
You what?
I fucking knew it. Those psychic cunts!
Actually, we off the psychic cunt. Oh, but that was after the form switchy stuff happened.
Okay, wait. Just hold on a minute. You were in the chamber. You were fighting Asinu. What happened right before you changed?
He fired an ultimate attack from a super weapon at me. One forged from the engineering of the Mark 17 Pussy Pommeler. The strongest vibrator ever created.
And?
I don't remember. My entire body got really tight. Then I sort of blacked out. When I came to, I was a terrifying death machine.
Oh my god, that makes sense! The same thing happened to me. I told you guys, I felt like something was trying to get out.
I mean, I'm no scientist, but it sounds to me like she went on a rocket ride to Jizz City so hard and fast that she went supernova.
No. Not supernova. Mantic Nova.
What does that mean exactly?
The thrill of battle, the fear of the encounter, and the incredibly explosive orgasms all experienced at the same time pushed dear Taran's body and mind to the point of breaking. But it did not. Instead, it all served as a catalyst to trigger dormant prototype technology within the Dominus Collar. The splicing of Manticore and Commander DNA. Like an injection of adrenaline, giving the wearer ultimate power. For a limited amount of time, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Otherwise, that would be OP as fuck.
How can I activate it again? I mean, it was pretty much the greatest moment of my life.
More importantly, can all my waifus do it?
Based on the data I've retrieved from Taran's Dominus, I believe I can make it so all of your commanders can transform. There is one caveat, however. It will take the right amount of training in the dirtiest way possible for them to be able to use it. Now, everyone, I'll be needing to run quite a few tests on Taran, just to be sure about all of this. So why don't you go have a chat with Fortune about the game-changing revelation you've had concerning the Sinu?
Good call. I'll see you two later.
And as much as I'd like to participate, this whole Sinu thing has got me seriously fucked up. I'm gonna hit up the bar and get destroyed with Killy. The girl's gonna need a drink when she finds out, too.
What kind of tests do you need to run, Doctor?
Please call me Lily. Now, why don't you bend over for me?
Okay, but shouldn't you be wearing gloves or something?
I wasn't going to use my hands.
Oh? Ugh.
Welcome to my lab, Taran.
I know you've just been through the ringer, but can you try to illustrate what you experienced down there?
Yeah, I'm kind of freaking out about it. Okay, I'm really freaking out about it. It's bad.
Don't worry, girl. We think the same thing happened to me, and I'm doing just fine. Well, except for all those super scary nightmares about giant demon girls fucking entire planets in half with their massive flame-spewing spike dongs.
That's reassuring?
I need you to retrace your steps before the transformation. Tell me exactly what happened in the moments before.
Well, we were flying through the temple in the Phoenix. The captain smelled really good, so I fapped a lot. Like, a lot.
A lot. A lot.
I see. Continue.
Then we worked our way down until we broke into the sacred chamber of the temple, and we fought a Sinu after he told us they use mind control combined with the veil to manipulate the future of the entire galaxy.
You what?
I fucking knew it. Those psychic cunts!
Actually, we off the psychic cunt. Oh, but that was after the form switchy stuff happened.
Okay, wait. Just hold on a minute. You were in the chamber. You were fighting a Sinu. What happened right before you changed?
He fired an ultimate attack from a super weapon at me. One forged from the engineering of the Mark 17 Pussy Pummeler. The strongest vibrator ever created.
And?
I don't remember. My entire body got really tight. Then I sort of blacked out. When I came to, I was a terrifying death machine.
Oh my god, that makes sense! The same thing happened to me. I told you guys, I felt like something was trying to get out.
I mean, I'm no scientist, but it sounds to me like she went on a rocket ride to Jizz City so hard and fast that she went supernova.
No. Not supernova. Mantic Nova.
What does that mean exactly?
The thrill of battle, the fear of the encounter, and the incredibly explosive orgasms all experienced at the same time pushed dear Taran's body and mind to the point of breaking. But it did not. Instead, it all served as a catalyst to trigger dormant prototype technology within the Dominus Collar. The splicing of Manticore and Commander DNA. Like an injection of adrenaline, giving the wearer ultimate power. For a limited amount of time, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Otherwise, that would be OP as fuck.
How can I activate it again? I mean, it was pretty much the greatest moment of my life.
More importantly, can all my waifus do it?
Based on the data I've retrieved from Taran's Dominus, I believe I can make it so all of your commanders can transform. There is one caveat, however. It will take the right amount of training in the dirtiest way possible for them to be able to use it. Now, everyone, I'll be needing to run quite a few tests on Taran, just to be sure about all of this. So why don't you go have a chat with Fortune about the game-changing revelation you've had concerning the Sinu?
Good call. I'll see you two later.
And as much as I'd like to participate, this whole Sinu thing has got me seriously fucked up. I'm gonna hit up the bar and get destroyed with Killy. The girl's gonna need a drink when she finds out, too.
What kind of tests do you need to run, Doctor?
Please call me Lily. Now, why don't you bend over for me?
Okay, but shouldn't you be wearing gloves or something?
I wasn't going to use my hands.
Oh? Oh.
Good evening, Captain. Fortune has been calling non-stop since the incident at the Temple of Defilement. I sent her your holo report, but she insists on speaking with you immediately.
Captain, where have you been?
Up all night, getting rid into the ground by the horniest Nyketh I've ever met. And with my ledger, that's fucking saying something about the Sheila.
Can you focus for just 1 second here? I read Demi's report. Now, look, I need you to tell me that you and Taran are 100% sure about what happened in the Temple of Defilement.
Yeah, I mean, my lenses were pretty grogged up from all the squirting, but I'm sure the Sinew are running the show.
This is crazy.
You mind if we take a loose five here? I'm way too sober for this conversation.
What? No! We just discovered the entire Imperium is nothing but a front for Sinew supremacy. What is wrong with you?
You think I don't give a shit? You think I'm not pissed off? I spent nearly 10 years of my life as the chief of security in the red light district of New Vegas. You Generation 3 wankers will never understand what we had. It was paradise. It was like living and dreaming at the same time. And I was respected. I was the one man trusted with keeping order inside the devil's asshole, and I was good at it. It was my destiny. The Sinew ruined everything I ever gave a fuck about. This shit is personal, and I'm personally gonna execute every last one of those cunts.
Captain, Senator Erarg is on the line.
Captain, you're alive. I can't believe it.
Believe it, mate. It's gonna take a lot more than some wizard dickhead swinging around a weaponized pussy plunger to take me down.
Erarg, why didn't you follow our contact procedure?
There's no time. The Senate is in chaos over the news of Azorian's death. Captain, I need to know what happened down there.
That shouldn't be too hard. Yeah, okay. We went into the temple, Taryn took out the security, then she had about 50 orgasms and covered the entire interior of a phoenix, including us, with Lady Spoof, then...
Oh yeah, then Azorian confessed to his species being insanely powerful psychic zealots responsible for a galaxy-wide conspiracy of domination that has resulted in the death and suffering of countless races for millennia.
Huh. Anything else?
Yeah, actually. Taryn turned into a half-Nykith, half-Manticore demon kind of thingy and beat him to death. Then his dead body went nuclear for some reason and the entire place turned into a smoking crater. Pretty interesting day, all things considered.
Erarg, did you know about the Sinew?
What? No. I had suspicions, but nothing like this. I thought all the corruption was just good old-fashioned blue blood and bribery. If what Azorian said is true...
Right. It changes everything.
On the contrary, it changes nothing.
Excuse me?
We're still going to need a team to take the Imperium down. Captain, continue with the mission.
Fucking A. Let's get these bastards.
Wait, are you serious? Everything we know about the Imperium has completely changed. We don't know who's being influenced. Who knows about the Sinew? Who's working for them?
Fortune, there's no time. Your mission is to destabilize the Imperium, but killing a Sinew is more like a surprise double-fisted dick punch that's dropped the entire thing to its knees. I've managed to convince them what happened at the temple was an accident. The Empress already has a capture bounty on your heads over the Cloy incident. If they realize you killed Azorian...
You're saying we make our move now, or we abandon the whole thing. Is that it?
Fortune, this could be the tipping point in this fight. Are you in, or are you out?
I'm in.
I knew I could count on you guys. Get the final team member on board. That's when we'll start to take the fight to them. Now, as I'm sure you can imagine, I've got a lot of shit to deal with today. I'll be back in touch as soon as I can. Good luck, and stay safe and out of sight.
I don't know what it is, but something's not right here. You've known Erarg a long time, since back in the New Vegas days.
That's right. If I know one thing in this life, it's that Erarg is a good cunt. Probably the goodest cunt of all. This fucking guy risked his life to keep Cassadora from wiping us out.
I guess we both technically owe him our lives then.
I don't want to tell the whole story right now because I'd rather tease everyone a bit with this particular plot thread concerning my backstory, but I got into some heavy shit because of what happened after the Battle of New Vegas. I was a dead man, but Erok got me and a few other mates safe passage off the planet. I don't know what you're playing at, but you'd have to be fucked in the head to doubt this bloke.
Could use a bit more subtlety, but I got it. Okay, we'll do what he says.